producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind, fourth day of June, 2014. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you're here. How about this? Busy program, actually, today. We have the Golden Girls coming up here in a little bit. I think Ellen Ratner's in Normandy with President Obama today. Is today the day? D-Day, right? I think that's when the festivities are happening there, if I'm not mistaken. Is it Belgium today? Anyway, I don't know when they're doing the actual Normandy events. But anyway, Ellen Ratner may not be here today, but one half of the Golden Girls will be. But next hour, we have Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard. And he's been doing some really ace reporting on the whole prisoner, swap with the Taliban. And providing, I think, some of the best reporting on what we know about Sergeant Bergdahl. So look forward to that. We're going to talk at 9:30 with the folks behind the fertilizer plant in Valley City. We had a call a few weeks ago. They said, I want to know more about what's going on. Are they still happening or whatnot? The plant that was originally planned for Grand Forks, and then there was another one announced near Jamestown at Spiritwood, have, I think, given what we saw happen with fertilizer getting to growers in time, a wonderful opportunity to not only provide better access to growers about getting fertilizer here regionally, but also just connecting what's happening in the northwest corner of the state with what's happening outside the state. Anyway, there were some reports that the CHS plant in Spiritwood was on hold because of higher than expected construction and labor costs. And somebody called and said, well, is that affecting Grand Forks? Are they still going? The answer is they are still going. They've raised about $3 million so far. But this is ultimately going to be a $1.8 billion fertilizer plant. Think of that. $1.8 billion. The plant, and that one's at Grand Forks. Again, the Spiritwood one was closer to, originally planned for 1.2, later increased to 1.5, then 2. But long story short, Grand Forks is still a go. We're going to talk with the folks from Northern Plains Nitrogen LLP about that effort. Darren Anderson, who's the president of the board of directors, former North Dakota Corn Growers president, will join us at 9:30 today on the program. And then at 10:30, we have a guest as well on Sergeant Bergdahl. And we've spent a lot of time on the phones the last couple of days on those topics, on the topic of Bergdahl. And you've raised a lot of really good questions. And so we look forward to getting you some of those answers and bringing you a couple of experts. Always appreciate tracking down experts for you on the program. So anyway, that's a little look at the guests that we're going to have today on the program. And in the meantime, we'll tackle some other issues in the news as well. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776. Remember the debate in Minot over the schools? The question that some of the opponents raised was, rather than have local property tax owners paying for schools, why not use the school trust fund for that? That question was put to North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem, and he's now ruled that the trust fund cannot be used for bricks and mortar, for school buildings. So would welcome your reaction to that particular story as well. With North Dakota's population booming and with property taxes a perennial source of concern for citizens, this issue was brought up. $2.7 billion sitting in the Common Schools Trust Fund. So want to know what you make of that decision. The Board of University and School Lands argues that those dollars cannot be used, can't touch the principal in that fund, nor revenues to the fund, which come from mineral rights royalties, which connects us again to, for instance, Minot saying, well, we need a new school, partly as a result of the oil boom. The state is getting mineral rights royalties into this trust fund. What a perfect thing to use. But again, the Board of University and School Lands is arguing the law prohibits them. Scott Lauser, a Republican, said, I want a legal opinion on this from the Attorney General. And he asked two questions. Can the land board use the principles of the trust fund to finance school building? And Stenjam's answer was yes, but only within the guidelines of the fund's original constitutional mandate and the requirements of the state's prudent investment laws, saying the land board could not gift or grant funds because grants deplete the fund with no possibility of a return. This would be a violation not only of the terms of the permanent fund as set forth in the act and the state constitution, but also of a provision of the North Dakota Constitution commonly referred to as the anti-gift clause. Past opinions indicate the land board could make loans without violating the Constitution because loans do generate returns. However, the state constitution states that no part of the fund may ever be diverted even temporarily from this purpose or used for any other purpose, which prevents the land board from entering into an unfair exchange. When considering any loan, the land board must consider the constitutional and fiduciary duties as trustee as the common schools trust fund. And the second question had to do with mineral rights royalties paid to the fund considered revenues or part of the principal. If they're revenues, can they be used to fund schools? And again, take pressure off property taxes. If they're principal, then they're locked in per the AG opinion above. Stenjam found in his ruling that they're principal. Okay? So, Dale Wetzel, former colleague of ours here, now at the State Department of Public Instruction, sent out a tweet saying the North Dakota AG School Trust Fund opinion knocks down the argument that the fund is a honeypot for school construction projects. A little bit of a victory lap there for a state employee. Rob Port wrote about that. You'd think someone who works for the public schools would be glad of easing the restrictions on the use of these funds for public schools. Regardless, it may be time for the legislature to think about changing some of the restrictions on this fund. It seems ridiculous we would allow a fund like this to accumulate billions upon billions of dollars without being able to leverage those dollars to benefit our schools and keep taxes low. That's really the question here. You want the legislature to revisit this? You think that'd be a good idea? I tend to think it would, to tell you the truth. I really do. Another issue that is going to be back before voters if the amount of signatures are gathered is the pharmacy measure petition. And this essentially would remove the restriction from something we see in many other states, and that is the co-location of pharmacies owned by, what happens is they end up in like Walgreens, and there's a restriction against out-of-state ownership of pharmacies in North Dakota. And so, for instance, if Walmart, as they do in other places, want to put in a pharmacy, and by the way, you know, as much as Walmart gets beat up on, Walmart is single-handedly responsible for bringing down the price of drugs. And because of their buying power, because of their consumer power. So drugs cost less as a result of this. The argument against this always is, well, wait a minute. You know, I won't get my – this will crowd out the small-town pharmacist, and I'll lose a valued resource. Suggesting that the little guy, if you will, the local guy, needs protection from the law. I'm not so sure. I love our pharmacy. It's locally owned. It is populated with people who provide great service and great expertise. They're fantastic. I'd always go to them. But I also believe in competition. So I'm sort of looking forward to this debate again. It's been played out over and over and over again, and it's one of those in North Dakota that just does not seem to go away. A couple of the guests we're going to chat with. Mark Skogerbo is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, our Freedom Club fan, our Freedom Club friend, rather, easy for me to say. And Mark, as you know, invested himself pretty heavily in going down to help two primary candidates, one in Iowa, Sam Clovis, and one in South Dakota, Larry Roden. Primaries in both of those states last night, and challenger, Mark's two candidates didn't win. First of all, Mark was backing Larry Roden in South Dakota, and Mike Rounds won there, the former governor, and that was a David versus Goliath race. Iowa was a little more interesting because there was a five-way race there. Sam Clovis, clearly the Tea Party candidate, but Joni Ernst won down there. So we're going to get Mark's reaction to all of that. And then at 10:30, I mentioned we have a guest on answering a few questions that you've raised about Sergeant Bergdahl. I keep calling him Sergeant Bergdahl. That promotion came while he was in captivity. Some questions about that. But anyway, Cully Stimson will be here. He's a former military prosecutor and military trial judge. So we'll get some take on, what charges, if any, this guy ought to face. So looking forward to that. Coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you want to relax, really relax, I've got the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Great walleye fishing, great boating fun, or just lay on a lounger and relax. Stroll downtown Walker, Minnesota and do some shopping. The place is fantastic. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. But if you really want to relax, not only do you go to Chase, you got to stay at Chase. How about this deal? You stay three nights, you get the fourth free. We're going to extend that summer vacation all summer long. Now is the time to book your deal for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase on the Lake and receive your fourth night free. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, you take your pick. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the program, 20 past the hour. A couple of guests later in the program on the Bergdahl situation. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, is there a growing hue and cry over this thing. I'm just looking at the Drudge Report. We have the son, or rather the father, of a soldier now quoted one of those that died trying to search him down, saying, my son died looking for a traitor. We have all kinds of information on the released Taliban and how they're moving about freely in Qatar right now. This story is, I don't know. How Blanquita Cullum is here. How would you characterize this in the way of a Washington scandal? I mean, this one doesn't seem to be going away, and it seems to add a new twist every
day. No, this is huge. It's going to be that, the VA, and especially what happened in Benghazi. It's all kind of connected. They all play into each other in the way that people who are heroes and people who are deserters, allegedly, are treated. And it's the big one. I think it's his Watergate.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. I really do. And the other thing is, especially now, they're saying that up to possibly 14 men or women in the military were lost looking for this guy. I mean, that's a huge number of people. People are analyzing the way the lines were delivered to this guy as he was leaving, every facial expression. I mean, it's not going away. Interestingly enough, he's being kept away from the public. Is it because he's not well? Is it because they don't want to reintegrate him? And then when you hear about the big celebrations that these five senior Taliban leaders received when they went back, that's very powerful. And the other thing is, apparently Harry Reid's office did hear something on the weekend that he was going to be rescued. And there's an old saying in Washington, it's better to say you're sorry than ask permission, because they figure that things can, better move rather than asking permission. So, of course, now you're seeing the quote-unquote apology that's being given to Dianne Feinstein. And, all because she was, quote-unquote, dismayed over this. I think this is huge. And they miscalculated it. How they misread it, I don't know. But they thought people were going to be thrilled to get this guy back. But here we have, and you saw the president trying to go over and meet with troops in Afghanistan during Memorial Day and laying wreaths and all this kind of stuff. Well, what does that say to the men and women who are still over there? What's the morale going to be for people that are there if a traitor gets all of the attention? Five senior leaders are released. What does that mean to the morale of the troops right now? I think it's a pretty serious thing.
Time magazine is reporting that the White House overrode internal objections to the Taliban prisoner release.
Ask why. You have to ask why. My question is, who negotiated it? Who advised the president to go over these objections? Who were the people that were involved in the negotiations with the Taliban? How did they know who to reach out to? I mean, there is a lot deeper dive in this. We cannot just accept a surface observation of this. People have to be able to have the gravitas to go deeper to find out how this was orchestrated and how long it had been in the works, because obviously it's longer than the scandal of the VA. This is not something you negotiate that quickly. And how is it that we were so easy to turn over five for this guy? I don't get it. He wasn't a hero. So they knew.
Evidently, there's quite a detailed process for this, and all of that was circumvented as part of this. Again, according to the timepiece here, it says officials in the Pentagon and intelligence communities had successfully fought off release of the five men in the past. This was out of the norm, says one official familiar with the debate
right
over the dangers of releasing the five Taliban officials. There was never the conversation. Obama's move was an ultimate victory for those at the White House and the State Department who'd previously argued the military should, quote, suck it up and salute, says the official familiar with the debate.
Well, the thing is to suck it up or put the people, the citizens of the United States in jeopardy. I mean, who allowed that? And what was the thinking? And how much activity did the president himself have in that decision making? Where was Kerry? Where was the head of the CIA? Where was the head of all of these Homeland Security? What was their role, and were they circumvented? And then, if that's the case, who was the advisor to the president or advisors that have the sway over the president, and where are they? Are they cabinet members? Are they civilians that come in like a kitchen cabinet? Who in the hell are they? I think we have to have some transparency here.
Yeah, and we talked yesterday with Senator John Hoeven, who expected additional investigations in Congress on this. Maybe that's where we're going to get to the bottom of this. But
well, you know, the president said this would be the most transparent administration in history.
How does that work out for us most times?
Yeah.
That's good talk, but we don't usually get anything to back that up, for crying out loud. So.
Well, it's time for the American people to demand it. And it starts, again, as I told you, for people to become engaged with the people that they elected. They can't go up there and just feel that they have some entitlement because they were elected by the American people. They have to have accountability, and they need to demand this. And if they don't get response, we want to know why.
A couple other things in the news, I guess, last night's primary races, Iowa and South Dakota, the establishment, the Republican candidates winning, so no surprises there. Looks like Mississippi might be the one where it's interesting. Thad Cochran, the incumbent, it's too close to call right now, and most certainly will be a runoff. What do you make of that?
Well, I like Thad Cochran. The thing of it is, I don't like what the guy who's running and his team did going to his wife's room. I know his wife. I remember her before she had dementia. And I think it's disrespectful if you do that. I mean, why do you want a guy like that would allow people to do that on his campaign? That's a bad signal before the guy gets in. There's playing hard and there's playing dirty. I don't like dirty.
Yeah, and in case folks missed that, his opponent actually made an issue out of the fact that Senator Cochran's wife is... in a facility, has dementia, suffering pretty badly, and didn't they send somebody actually in to take a picture of her in her hospital bed?
Yeah, it was that guy's team that went in there and took that picture. And I remember Rose Coffin, you know, I've been in D.C. for over 20 years. I remember what a good woman she was and how much she helped a personal friend of mine who was dying of cancer and how she and the senator helped that woman in her dying days. So do I think it's fine that the opposition, just to gain some momentum, would go in and make this woman look some doddering fool? I mean, that's disgraceful and disrespectful. It's time for people to have principles that hold the office. I don't care what side of the aisle they are on.
Certainly agree with that, absolutely. With you on that one, Blanquita. More on the South Dakota and Iowa Senate races from someone that was in the middle of it, our buddy Mark Skogerbo will be here in a minute, and BQ will talk to you tomorrow. Alan Ratner off on the... foreign junket of President Obama.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Dustin Moore will be in here with sports in a little bit. We'll also check weather, and we have a couple of guests, Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard. We also have Darren Anderson of Nitro Plains LLP to talk about that new $1.8 billion fertilizer plant in Grand Forks, the plans for that. And then also a fellow by the name of Cully Stimson, who was previously advised Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld about detainee issues, to talk about, what you do with five Taliban and the swap and all the latest twists and turns out of the Bergdahl case. Coming up on the program, but right now, time to check in on a friend, our pal Mark Scogerbo, who's invested lots of time and effort helping two solid candidates down there in South Dakota and Iowa. And the miracle didn't come to be. It was David versus Goliath, certainly in South Dakota. Iowa, a little better of a chance there. But, Mark, we're thinking of you, as we always do, and want your take on what happened.
Well, it was an amazing experience. First of all, thanks for having me on, Scott. A lot of help, many signs, a lot of dollars came from north, central, and northeast South Dakota to the Larry campaign because of AM 1100. It was very cool, you know, that a place where he was virtually had never even been heard of, because he's from the western ranch country. He was known fairly well in Sturgis and in Rapid City. He was known well, but virtually unknown west of the Missouri, east of the Missouri River when we started. And he did well. He got a lot of votes. He's truly a great man. He was the best candidate, and I say that without any compunction, having heard Round speak several times and Larry speak from the heart, consistent and true and powerful. Just didn't have enough man hours and enough dollars. But we learned a lot yesterday, 2 days ago. We were in the Gap in Rapid City, which is where the two main streets, St. Joseph's and Main, split into one ways. 23 people were there holding signs and flags for Larry, as cars come by at a rate of 100 a minute, and from ranging in age from 5 to 80, it was clear the momentum that was just growing rapidly the last 3 weeks. If we had had two more months, we would have won. But in the meantime, Larry's stature, he got a rousing cheer at the Lincoln Day dinner Friday night in Minnehaha County and Sioux Falls. He is now on the short list for governor or something. His deportment, his call for unity, he said, our enemy isn't each other. It's Obama. We want to retire Harry Reid. And And then he pulled Rounds his way. Rounds was noncommittal about Obamacare, and before it was over, he was speaking like Larry. He didn't have anything about pro-life on his website. Before it was over, Rounds had pro-life on his tabloids. And so a great candidate that speaks the truth in a respectful, civil way pulls people toward that. And so it was a great process, but, you know, I'm hurting, man. I mean, I feel bad for a great man in a country that lost an opportunity. But I'm just more motivated to keep on telling people that stuff, Scott.
Tell us about Iowa. That was, you know, an interesting battle and some late endorsements that really were positive for Sam Clovis down there, but there was a crowded field. What's your take on what happened there?
I think Sarah Palin was the monster in the room. Sam was even more articulate than Larry, but he didn't have that deep, consistent life history, or he didn't have the man of the earth, but he was eloquent, as you heard, as a Churchill. I didn't fit with some of his campaign people. I think he was a do-it-myself guy. He wanted to do all his writing. Sam, he didn't delegate well, but he's just a great candidate and, very, very smart. And so I found quickly, as I fit with everybody in the Roden campaign, that was a choice for my greater effort, but they were two very great men.
And you, when you referenced Sarah Palin, you're talking about her endorsement of Joni Ernst was a big lift for her?
Monster, absolutely. Yeah.
And so, I mean, some would perceive her as the Tea Party candidate, as having, you know, Tea Party values, but there was some consternation about whether or not she was saying all the right things, but really all in on those issues, right?
Yeah, and you know, again, the best candidate didn't win. She was just blown away in the debate, so with Sam. But it's a function of time and money and focus. And folks, if you want to have the best candidate, and you can discern it, if you spend the time to really check out these candidates, you can come to a point where you say the best candidate and who it is. And when you find somebody that stands on the Word of God and on the Constitution, do anything you can for them, because our country's in great peril. That was the last speech that Larry said. Our America is in great peril, and we must turn back to the stuff that got us here. You know, and so
one thing I would say though is, and I know this is you know, not fun. You go down there, you go all in for a candidate and they lose. But I think you pointed out, especially with Mike Rounds and where he was at the beginning of this race to where he is now, now facing a sure path to the U.S. Senate in South Dakota, and a pickup, by the way, in that particular case, because Tim Johnson is retiring down there. There is value in these races. You know, this is, you know,
value.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, there's a victory in making, you know, the old process of anointing a candidate, and it's going to be who it's going to be a, you know, something in the scrap heap of history here. So I wouldn't hang your head too low.
You know, Rounds was early. He was like 65% favorable with Republicans, and you know, he lost tremendous ground. It was clearly he was fading, but he was fading from such a high elevated place. And Larry started in single digits. You know, so it was truly David and Goliath esque. But I was thrilled to see the couple of last speeches. The last speech in Beersford, Rounds just went off. His whole speech was about how bad Obamacare was, and he wasn't even willing to call for repeal at first. So, you know, and see, Larry was the most respectful candidate of the five towards former Governor Rounds. He didn't chew him up. So his civility maintained the relationship and the conversation, which is really important. And then in the last round of ads, you know, then to see Rounds talk about the sanctity of life and reverence for life from conception to death, I was thrilled about that, because that was partly because of Larry pulling him that way.
Well, job well done, good and faithful servant, as always. Look forward to seeing you after your wearing out a few pieces of shoe leather there, doing the work you've done in South Dakota and Iowa. So your heart's in the right place as usual. Appreciate you very much. Appreciate the update today. And the Twins won, at least. They won last night, so there's
Hallelujah.
One positive for you.
You know, they went and got the second series in New York in a long time, and they're beating some. They're looking good. They're looking good.
Good to talk to you, my friend. We're going to turn it over to D here and let him talk about the Twins and the Stanley Cup Final and all the other things happening here. So we'll chat with you again
soon. See you soon.
The great Mark Scogerbol, ladies and gentlemen, founder of the Freedom Club, and he's been out there talking the talk and walking the walk with the efforts in South Dakota and Iowa. All right, D, let's talk about something more positive. The Minnesota Twins in a win last night in all things sports.
Thank you very much, Scott, and good morning, everyone. We'll get to the Twins in just a second. I want to start off talking about the NHL Stanley Cup, which will get started tonight at Staples Center. Featuring the Los Angeles Kings and the New York Rangers, the Rangers defeated the Montreal Canadiens in six games in the Eastern Conference Finals, winning the deciding game 1-0 with some dominant defense. Their reward was a valuable six-day rest before the start of the finals. The Kings, as it's been their nature all season, rallied from three deficits on Sunday to win Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals against the Blackhawks, 5-4 in overtime. A lot of people saying one of the best Game 7s of all time. The Kings are the only team to win a Game 7 in all three rounds before the championship, and they won each round on the road to make it even more impressive. Here's Steve Mears and E.J. Raddick of NHL.com with a quick preview of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Stanley Cup Final matchup is set. It will be the Los Angeles Kings and the New York Rangers. Game 1 at Staples Center in L.A. should be a great series.
Yeah, it should be. And the L.A. Kings, something unusual. Home ice advantage in a series right from the start. So that'll be something different for the Kings over their last two Stanley Cup runs when they were on the road to start all the previous seven series leading into this one. The LA Kings coming off an emotional, crazy, wild, great seven-game series with the Hawks. They win it in overtime. Will they have enough time to get themselves back on track for Game 1 against the upstart Rangers? That'll be the question. I think there's a great opportunity here for the New York Rangers, who are rested and ready to come in and maybe steal this first game of the series.
New York, LA, two of the best goaltenders in the world, should be a great Stanley Cup final.
Puck drops at 7 o'clock Central Time, Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Now on to the Twins as they won 6-4 yesterday in Milwaukee. They had two games in Milwaukee. They'll come back to Target Field tonight for two games at Target Field. Start of a five-game homestand. A big win against the Brewers, as the Brewers have the third-best record in the league. A couple home runs, Josh Willingham and Brian Dozier. The score was tied 1-1 in the third inning, when Dozier and Joe Mauer opened the inning with singles. Then Willingham jumped on the first pitch he saw from Gallardo.
Lead when you approach the middle innings makes all the difference for a starting pitcher. Here's a high blast to left center field, deep to the gap, and gone! Willingham tees off a three-run home run.
And that wouldn't be all. In the fifth inning, Brian Dozier got into the act as well.
A high blast to left field, and this one is gone. Brian Dozier with a two-run home run, and the Twins open up a 6-2 lead.
Glenn Perkins came into the ninth and closed the door for his 15th save. The Twins finished out the road trip 3-2, and they currently stand two games under 500 at 27-29. As I mentioned, two-game series now comes back to Target Field. Ricky Nolasco on the mound tonight, 7-10 start against Marco Estrada. Then tomorrow, Kevin Correa goes up against Willy Peralta. The Twins return for a quick five-game homestand before leaving for a nine-game road trip where they'll head to Toronto, Detroit, and Boston. Note for you Twins fans, outfielder Sam Fold is expected to take early batting practice with the team today as he works back from a concussion. Also for note for Brewers fans, Aramis Ramirez is expected to come off the disabled list after missing more than 3 weeks because of a strained left hamstring. Good news, baseball fans of the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. They win 7-3 against Lincoln yesterday. C.J. Rutherford went 2-for-4 with four RBIs, and they won 7-3 in yesterday's game. It was only seven innings because it was supposed to be the first game of a doubleheader, but game two was postponed due to weather and will be made up as a doubleheader today. So the Redhawks will have a doubleheader in Lincoln today. Brandon Newton also added a solo home run for the Redhawks. Nick Jackson got off the side a little bit, 2-for-4 for him, and Travis Higgs was 2-for-2 scoring two runs. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Looking forward to finding out what's on your mind today on the program at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. If you want to call in this segment, last chance, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. We'll open up with an open phone What's on Your Mind session. 920 Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard and the Fox News Channel on some of the reporting he's been doing on the freeing of the Afghanistan POW. Then Darren Anderson of Northern Plains Nitrogen. Love this story. $1.8 billion fertilizer plant. And it's still a go. We had a listener say, hey, I haven't heard anything about the fertilizer plants for a while. What's going on? There were two that were announced as possible plants, one at Jamestown, one at Grand Forks. Some news reports suggest the Grand Forks project, I'm sorry, the Jamestown project put on hold because of cost increases in the construction side of things. That's a Senex Harvest State CHS project. And we're still efforting some answers on that. But Darren Anderson of Nitrogen, Northern Plains Nitrogen, rather, tells us that they're still a go for the Grand Forks plant. So we'll get the update on that. Darren's from Valley City. And more open phone time at our 10 o'clock hour. Bottom of the 10 o'clock hour, a former military prosecutor and military trial judge, now with the Heritage Foundation, Cully Stimson, will join us to discuss legal issues involved in the Bergdahl case and whether or not he ought to be charged for desertion. And this is someone that's been in the middle of those debates before. Also advised a Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, on the detainee issues. So looking forward to that conversation as well. And a couple other things, the school trust fund decision from the Attorney General, and whether or not you think the legislature ought to revisit the rules on the school trust fund. It does seem like we need it. For one, we have so many pots of money in rainy day funds in North Dakota that there definitely needs to be some work by the legislature, some sunshine, some scrutiny on all of them, on all the rules, on the dollars that are sitting there to scrutinize this a little bit. And the school trust fund, again, I tend to agree with those that say, boy, this makes some sense to use this. And the rules, according to the Attorney General, don't allow it. The legislature can alter that. Would you like to see him do it? I sure would. I think it makes perfect sense. And then the pharmacy measure, a couple of things we might dig into on the local front. Welcome your calls, your questions and comments on any and all topics besides the issues we've been dealing with the last couple of days. I'm just looking through, there literally is, I mentioned the Time magazine piece on Bergdahl and talking about, where did that go now? The White House having some disagreement over this case. Provides some more palace intrigue here, and the White House ultimately... Here's the actual headline. White House overrode internal objections to terrorist release. Suck it up and salute. You're just going to do this. Time magazine. So New York Times reporting that Bergdahl left a note explaining his desertion before going AWOL. All right. Top administration officials calling him a prisoner of war. He leaves a note self-describing. I mean, saying he's a deserter. Another report says he wanted to renounce his citizenship. So let the investigation begin on getting to the bottom of this. Meanwhile, we have the whole debate over who knew what when and who was notified and whether it was a wise swap of a 5-for-1. So you've raised a lot of questions on all of these issues, and we're going to get to the bottom of them today on the program. And welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments. Let me tell you about the weather. And how we're looking, I would characterize the day in the valley as darn near perfect. Sun shining and more sun than clouds, 81 degrees for a high, 68 right now with a forecast for much of the valley. Mix of clouds and sun today, highs near 80, south-southeast wind in the 5 to 10 range. Partly cloudy tonight, some scattered thunderstorms developing after midnight, about 60 for a low. And again, this week looking pretty good until we get into the weekend. Cools off Saturday, 61. I'm looking at tomorrow, 77 with a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of thunderstorms. Friday, 63 and showers. And then Saturday, 61. Sunday, 72. Let's check out things in the patch. Mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms today. Bit cooler, 75 with a southwest wind at 10 to 20. Chance of rain at 60%. Isolated thunderstorms early tonight, becoming clear after midnight, low about 4. South wind at about 12 right now. Temperature at 59, heading for 75 degrees. Williston 61 at Fair, Watford 59 at partly cloudy, Newtown cloudy 57, Stanley cloudy 57, Columbus mostly cloudy 57, Grand Forks partly cloudy 63, Hillsborough 64, heading for that 81 today, Grafton 63 at this hour, Kindred 66, Breckenridge 64, Fergus Falls sunshine in 68 degrees, Detroit Lakes 66, be 79 on the lakes today, Thief River 64, Warroad 63 at this hour. Watertown 61, Sioux Falls 63, Aberdeen 59, heading for 80, and again Fargo 64 degrees, heading for 81, sunny skies. What's on your mind? Tell us, 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.